Salisbury has been criticized because of questions regarding his for-profit business called Safari Wild, and he's come under even more scrutiny following a scathing 60-page audit report released last week by the City of Tampa. Bob Merritt is a Lowry Park Zoo board member and is chair of the board's executive committee.
The board passed a resolution that said it would be in the best interest of the zoo if Lex resigned. We sat down with Lex. We had a conversation with him. He agreed, in a very quick conversation. He agreed, and we went down the road. And what was said was private between the few people in the room and Lex. It was very emotional, very difficult.
According to the city audit, Salisbury owes the zoo over $200,000 for such things as $700 dinners, a trip to Paris, and other questionable expenses. Merritt said the results of the audit would not be turned over to law enforcement by the board, but it was up to Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio to do that. Santiago Corrada is a zoo board member and is administrator of neighborhood services with the city of Tampa, and said he thinks that will happen.
I believe they will be turned over to law enforcement. There were recommendations in the audit to that effect, so I believe that, and I believe law enforcement would be interested in looking at those findings.
Merritt said that Deputy Zoo Director Craig Pugh would replace Salisbury as interim zoo director. Salisbury's position paid $339,000 per year, and Merritt said Salisbury did not get a severance package, quote, at this time. When the story broke earlier this year, questions about who approved transactions, including the sale and lending of animals, between the zoo and Salisbury's private business came to the forefront. The board's previous chair, Fasil Gebermariam, resigned from the board in October. Merritt said transactions were approved by the chair.
The vast majority was just approved by the chairman. And Lex explained today in the meeting that he has always operated as though the chairman is the boss. That's the person to whom he reports.
In a previous statement, Merritt had said the executive committee had reviewed all the transactions and found nothing improper.
From that standpoint, what I was referring to then was the representation that these had all been approved either by the full executive committee or by the chairman. When the audit came back, there were some transactions that had not been approved, although there were very few. It's clear that the review and approval process was not as rigorous as it should have been.
Merritt said the zoo board has instituted new policies to make sure there are not similar problems in the future.
All I can say is we've instituted institutional reforms. Okay, we've changed the structure of the board. We've ensured that future nominees to the board will be identified and brought to the entire board of directors by an independent nominating committee, not by the CEO. I think that's a very important step. Two, the audit committee will have direct reporting relationships with the vice president of finance, the chief financial officer, so that there's no fear. We're going to structure this thing much like a public company structure.
While Lex Salisbury was being grilled by the board, his wife was charged with misdemeanor animal cruelty for leaving two dogs inside their vehicle in the parking lot. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.